You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. We have a guest that I've just had the pleasure of meeting, and his name is Martin Picu. Welcome, Martin.
It's good to be here, Mike. Thank you.
It's nice to meet you and find out about your tremendous background in the world of music, and we're going to find out a lot of things about Martin tonight and listen to some very interesting music that he's brought with him. First of all, let's start with where do you come from, Martin?
Well, not from Alabama and not with the banjo on my knee, but but rather I come from Maine. I was born in Maine, moved to New York, Iowa, and ended up in Washington, and then moved to New York and then to Stonington. That's a very quick
synopsis of where you went.
And it was at the University of Iowa. I was there that first year when the oboe teacher there said that he had just come out of the U.S. Marine Band and said there was an opening for saxophone. And he thought I might be good enough to get that because he had heard me play. So
is that where music started for you in college, or you'd already been?
Well, I had been. I started in sixth grade on my father's old saxophone. That's another story in itself. But situation with Iowa, I had gone to the university just in my freshman year, and when Richard Hager, the oboist, told me about the opening, I said, well, if you can set it up, I'd like to go. And he did, and there were no interstate highways at that point, so I rode the bus for 2.5 days to get to downtown Washington, and I was not a big city boy, and so I didn't know. I just went into the men's room in the bus station, and I had to repair after 2 days of no showers and everything. I brought my washcloth and my soap, and I had my suit and my tie and my saxophone and my razor, and put all that together, got on the trolley car and rode to the Marine Barracks and proceeded to have an audition, and I played an hour of prepared things, and then they had an incredible book, 2 or 3 inches thick, of all of the major repertoire in the Marine Band, of the principal saxophone parts. Play this, play that, play this, and just constant sight reading. And after they said, well, that was very good. Thank you very much. We'll be in touch. I said, you'll be in touch? They said, yes, you're the 36th one we've heard, and we have 4 more we want to listen to, and then we will make our decision. I said, the only reason I mentioned that, really, was because I have just ridden the bus for 2.5 days from Iowa, and if the Marines don't want me, as long as I'm here, I'll go play for the Army and the Navy and the Air Force. And they said, well, excuse us just a second, and they went off into the other room, and they came back and said, we'd like to invite you to join the Marine Band.
What a deal.
So in the U.S. Marines, we had to get all of the top secret presidential clearance because we were the president's band, and we had to appear in the White House many times. In fact, I led the White House dance band during the Kennedy administration.
Dances with the Kennedys.
Yes. In fact, at one point, Jackie Kennedy put her drink on the grand piano, and nobody should put a drink on the grand piano.
Right.
So I was invited to take the glass off the piano by the pianist. And in the meantime, I took just a little sip so I could say I drank out of Jackie Kennedy's glass. But
we won't tell anybody. Yeah. We'll keep it our secret.
We went from there after I just did 4 years, and it was a fabulous opportunity. I say that I got 20 years experience out of it because we had 4 63-day tours, 2 concerts every single day in a different town, all by bus.
Wow.
And nonstop. We used to say that we were the U.S. Machine Band.
U.S. Machine. Now, this has led to other things, and now the way I actually came across you, you're involved here in Connecticut And I say here in Connecticut, nearby Connecticut, to our studio in Exeter, Rhode Island. But you're involved in Connecticut in a festival, a music festival, right?
Yes, we have begun this year because there was a long 20-year tradition of concerts by the sea at Harkness Memorial Park in Waterford. That tradition went belly up 5 years ago. And we, last year, I was approached about being the one who could bring it back. Mm-hmm. And my wife, Elizabeth Falk, and I, and John Waller and his wife, Yurate, were the four founding people. And then we found a lot of supporters, put a board of directors together, and had a very successful season, a three-concert season this year with...
Which just ended.
It just ended 2 weeks ago. We did a music in America program, and then we did a swing dance under the stars with Benny Goodman, and we finished it with Mostly Mozart. We had about 10,000 people.
Wow.
On the sea, under a tent, and sitting on the lawn. It's a beautiful spot.
I said to Martin off air that this is going to be one of those shows we could talk for hours, but we need to get to some music. And Martin has brought a CD with him, his CD called Sax with Strings Attached. Great name. There's an interesting segment on there that I noticed that has to do with bugs and birds and bees and all kinds of things. And so I thought, let's start off with that segment and tell us what track number 8 is on this for you, Martin. And maybe we'll play that for everybody and then come back and talk some more.
Terrific. If I can even set this whole thing up with the fact that my career has included 16 trips to Russia as a guest conductor.
Mm-hmm.
And through that time, I've gotten to meet many fabulous, some of the best musicians in the world, including the principal players of the St. Petersburg Philharmonic when I conducted there.
Wow.
And we bonded and became interested in doing a CD together, which is how this project was born. But in the midst of all this, I found some fantastic music by a Belgian composer named Alphonse Stalaert. And because I guess he has a fabulous sense of humor in addition to being a great composer and a Renaissance man, he's a good conductor too. And so he wasn't going to be outdone by the concept of Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. He wrote a bestiaire for saxophone alto et violoncelle. And so that's a bestiary for alto saxophone and cello. The soloist on here, the cello soloist's name is Sergei Slovachevsky, who is one of the leading young cellists in Russia today. And he is also a possessor of a great sense of humor. And in doing this piece, this first movement that we will hear is Le Chat et le Poisson Rouge, the cat and the red fish. The cat is the cello and the red fish is the saxophone.
All right, here we go. Thank you. All right, so now we know about the cat and the red fish, and we have to continue along our musical journey here. What's our next beast?
The next beast is actually a very beautiful one, but he's also very conceited. This is Le Paon devant son miroir, the peacock in front of his mirror.
Okay, we've seen the beauty of the peacock. I'll listen to the beauty of the peacock, I should say. And now you have a rather interesting set, and we're going to do this a little bit differently than anything I've ever done on this show before. These are all little short pieces of music, and I'll let you introduce each piece as it comes up.
That's fine, because these are little snippets, some of them only 27 seconds or so. But perhaps in answer to Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, Alphonse Stallaert has his Défilé des Insectes, the Parade of the Insects. And the parade itself only lasts 11 seconds. And here it is. The intro took longer than it will take to play this piece.
Well, you're right, that was quick. So now that we've heard that one, let's play them, and then I'll just have you introduce each insect.
That's fine. We begin with, I think maybe we should ask people to go and get their insect repellent. Some of these are really realistic.
You might need to spray.
Just a little. It might call for that. At any point, I think they say, let us spray. The first insect that is depicted here is mouche contre la vitre, the fly on the window pane. Our second offering here is bourdon, cafard, et pousse, bumblebees, cockroaches, and fleas. Number three is Grosse Mouche Verte, blue bottle flies. And the next one is a love squabble between a couple of scorpions. The cello is the female, and the alto sax is the henpecked or perhaps scorpion-pecked male. And this is couple de scorpion, a pair of scorpions. Now we have ants. Fourmi is the French word for them, and this is ants. They will scurry and scurry. Number six is Libellula de Presa, the dragonfly. We continue with Mont Religieux Praying Mantis. Listen to Perce Oreille, the ear wig. The grand finale of this parade of insects is Nuée de Moustiques, a swarm of mosquitoes. Look out.
All right, we're going to push those pesky mosquitoes away during this, and after that, we'll take a short break and be back with more of Martin Picchio. People at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations and having a very interesting evening. I must admit, I've never listened to music that was inspired by mosquitoes before. And so we're having a pleasant evening talking with Martin Picchio. And Martin has brought a CD with him that is called Sax with Strings Attached. And Martin, if people are interested in getting this CD, how do they go about that?
Well, there are two ways. They could go to Boston Records, who is the producer of this piece, and their website is bostonrecords.com, or they can go to my website, which is Martin Picchio, spell that. No, it's MartinPiecuch.com, and can be led to that through that and also see some of the other things that relating to the 16 different trips that I made to Russia.
So lots of interesting things. Check that website out. And as always, if for some reason you didn't catch that or you're not sure the web address, you can give us an email here at WCRI@classical959.com, and we'll be happy to answer any questions. Martin, let's get back to the music and all these trips to Russia. 16, you said 16 trips?
Yes. So I've been in many places more in Russia than most Russians have been, because we've been all the from Moscow and St. Petersburg on the west to north of Arkhangelsk, which is on the Arctic, on the White Sea that leads out into the Arctic Ocean.
Wow.
And then we went all the way across Russia to the northernmost opera company in the world in Yakutsk, where my wife Elizabeth Falk and I directed Mozart's, their first production of a Mozart opera there. We did Don Giovanni in Russian. And then we've proceeded to go to Vladivostok and Khabarovsk and Yuzhno-Sakhalinsk, which is on Sakhalin Island, even east of Russia.
Tell us about this next piece, Martin.
The next piece, we're going to play one movement of Alphonse Stalert's quintet for alto sax and string quartet. Very interesting music, and it's music that is so intense and dramatic that I feel it calls for choreography. So I know there are some people that say, I'll see you on the radio, but we would ask people here to envision a choreography here, perhaps between two couples, as they're listening to the Alphonse Stalert Quintet for alto sax and string quartet, the Intermezzo.
Thank you.
Now, there's lots of great artists on this CD with you, I believe, as a quartet, right? As well as yourself?
Yes, they call themselves the Stravinsky String Quartet, and they are the principal players, as I mentioned earlier, of the St. Petersburg Symphony Orchestra, which I conducted there in 2005. 03, 04, 05 was the date of that concert.
Well, you should mention their names in case they're listening.
It's Alexander Shustin on first violin, Viktor Lisniak on second violin, Daniel Mirovich on viola, and Sergei Slovachevsky on cello. This next piece that we want to just touch on, these are pieces off the CD, this is a piece where I'll be playing the sopranino saxophone, which is the tiniest of all of them. The sax, in fact, is the newest of all the instruments and was invented in 1846 by Adolf Sax, also a Belgian, and he modestly named the instrument after himself.
That's the way to do it.
And there's a whole family of them, and the sopranino is tiny. It's an E-flat, an octave higher than the alto saxophone, and this is the last movement of the Gerhard Mass Divertimento for sopranino saxophone and two violins, viola, and cello. And this last movement is called Schnell, which means fast.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Back on Conducting Conversations, and we are sitting with Martin Picque and his music with the saxophone. And Martin, that last piece that everyone was just listening to, tell us about that.
That was the second movement of the quintet for saxophone and string quartet by an American composer, Leon Stein. At one point, he was head of the composition department at the University of Michigan.
Okay.
And you heard that Gershwin-esque sound, so that makes it even Americana in sound.
That's right, that's right. And I'm sorry the time has flown by here tonight, but we've had a great time and a lot of information to give out, and we've been a little bit behind the time all the way here. So I want to thank you for being our guest here tonight. We definitely have to have you back in the future and bring some more music with you.
It's my privilege. I look forward to it.
All right, great. And we want to hear about the Harkness Festival when that comes up too, so you know.
Stay tuned. It's all going right to be exciting. We hope maybe to have 5 concerts next
year. All right. If you're interested in Martin's CD, your website is?
Contact Boston Records .com or Martin Picque, MartinPicuch .com. And as we're talking about websites, please check out soundmusicct.org. That's all one word, soundmusicct.org.
We have one more piece to go out with, and we're going to come into the middle of this a little bit. It's a little bit more lengthy piece, and we don't have much time left, so tell us about that.
All right. This last number we're going to hear is the finale movement of this same quintet by Leon Stein for sax and string quartet. There's a section about a minute or half a minute long called Adagio, and it goes into a rambunctious allegro.
All right. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening to Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.